I don't think there is a solution, said Bean, buying time again. But then, having said it, he began to believe it. There's no point in trying to defend Earth at all. In fact, unless they have some defensive device we don't know about, like some way of putting an invisible shield around a planet or something, the enemy is just as vulnerable. So the only strategy that makes any sense at all is an all-out attack. To send our fleet against their homeworld and destroy it. What if our fleets pass in the night? Asked Dymac. We destroy each other's worlds and all we have left are ships? No, said Bean, his mind racing. Not if we sent out a fleet immediately after the Second Bugger War. After Mazer Rackham's strike force defeated them, it would take time for word of their defeat to come back to them. So we build a fleet as quickly as possible and launch it against their home world immediately. That way the news of their defeat reaches them at the same time as our devastating counterattack. Dymac closed his eyes. Now you tell us. No, said Bean, as it dawned on him that he was right about everything. That fleet was already sent. Before anybody on this station was born, that fleet was launched. Interesting theory, said Dymac. Of course, you're wrong on every point. No, I'm not, said Bean. He knew he wasn't wrong because Dymac's air of calm was not holding. Sweat was standing out on his forehead. Bean had hit on something really important here, and Dymac knew it. I mean, your theory is right about the difficulty of defense in space. But hard as it is, we still have to do it, and that's why you're here. As to some fleet we supposedly launched. The Second Bugger War exhausted humanity's resources, Bean. It's taken us this long to get a reasonable-sized fleet again, and to get better weaponry for the next battle. If you learned anything from Vauban, you should have learned that you can't build more than your people have resources to support. Besides which, you're assuming we know where the enemy's home world is. But your analysis is good insofar as you've identified the magnitude of the problem we face. Dymac got up from the bunk. It's nice to know that your study time isn't completely wasted on breaking into the computer system, he said. With that parting shot, he left the barracks. Bean got up and walked back to his own bunk, where he got dressed. No time for a shower now, and it didn't matter anyway. Because he knew that he had struck a nerve in what he said to Dymac. The Second Bugger War hadn't exhausted humanity's resources. Bean was sure of that. The problems of defending a planet were so obvious that the IF couldn't possibly have missed them, especially not in the aftermath of a nearly lost war. They knew they had to attack. They built the fleet. They launched it. It was gone. It was inconceivable that they had done anything else. So what was all this nonsense with the battle school for? Was Dymac right, that battle school was simply about building up the defensive fleet around Earth to counter any enemy assault that might have passed our invasion fleet on the way? If that were true, there would be no reason to conceal it. No reason to lie. In fact, all the propaganda on Earth was devoted to telling people how vital it was to prepare for the next bugger invasion. So Dymac had done nothing more than repeat the story that the IF had been telling everybody on Earth for 3 generations. Yet Dymac was sweating like a fish, which suggested that the story wasn't true. The defensive fleet around Earth was already fully manned. That was the problem. The normal process of recruitment would have been enough. Defensive war didn't take brilliance, just alertness. Early detection, cautious interception, protection of an adequate reserve. Success depended not on the quality of command, but on the quantity of available ships and the quality of the weaponry. There was no reason for battle school. Battle school only made sense in the context of an offensive war, a war where maneuver, strategy, and tactics would play an important role. But the offensive fleet was already gone. For all Bean knew, the battle had already been fought years ago, and the IF was just waiting for news about whether we had won or lost. It all depended on how many light years away the bugger home planet was. For all we know, thought Bean, the war is already over. The IF knows that we won, and they simply haven't told anybody. And the reason for that was obvious. The only thing that had ended war on Earth and bound together all of humanity was a common cause: defeating the buggers. As soon as it was known that the bugger threat was eliminated, all the pent-up hostilities would be released. Whether it was the Muslim world against the West, or long-restrained Russian imperialism and paranoia against the Atlantic Alliance, or Indian adventurism, or all of them at once. Chaos. The resources of the international fleet would be co-opted by mutinying commanders from one faction or another. Conceivably, it could mean the destruction of Earth, without any help from the Formics at all. That's what the IF was trying to prevent. The terrible cannibalistic war that would follow. Just as Rome tore itself apart in civil war after the final elimination of Carthage. Only far worse, because the weapons were more terrible and the hatreds far deeper. National and religious hatreds rather than the mere personal rivalries among leading citizens of Rome. The IF was determined to prevent it. In that context, battle school made perfect sense. For many years, almost every child on Earth had been tested, and those with any potential brilliance in military command were taken out of their homeland and put into space. The best of the battle school graduates, or at least those most loyal to the IF, might very well be used to command armies when the IF finally announced the end of the war and struck preemptively to eliminate national armies and unify the world, finally and permanently, under one government. But the main purpose of the battle school was to get these kids off Earth so that they could not become commanders of the armies of any one nation or faction. After all, the invasion of France by the major European powers after the French Revolution led to the desperate French government discovering and promoting Napoleon, even though in the end he seized the reins of power instead of just defending the nation. The IF was determined that there would be no Napoleons on Earth to lead the resistance. All the potential Napoleons were here, wearing silly uniforms and battling each other for supremacy in a stupid game. It was all pig lists. By taking us, they have tamed the world.